VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, friends, you've joined us for a very important program on Crosstalk today. Thank you for listening. And just a reminder, some of your stations that carry Crosstalk are having share-a-thons. Right now, WDFB in Danville, Kentucky, holding one. And if you appreciate this program, be sure you contact your local station and let them know how much you appreciate the program, and let them know in a tangible way as well. We appreciate that so very, very much. The election, as you know, on November 3rd is coming up very quickly. And did you know this, though, that this election is going to set a record? According to a recent report released by the LGBTQ Victory Fund, at least 574 openly LGBTQ candidates will be on the ballot this year. They report this is an increase of 33% from 2018. They report that California, Texas, and Florida are the states with the greatest number of LGBTQ candidates running. Wisconsin could see its first openly transgender state representative as Jessica Katzenmeier seeks an assembly seat. In the San Francisco Bay Area, drag performers have launched a Drag Out the Vote campaign. In an opinion piece put out by The Hill, Alfonso David, president of the Human Rights Campaign, urges LGBTQ voters to show up at the polls or risk losing the progress made on their behalf. Joining us to discuss these and numerous related issues, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera. Peter is founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Before we get into election issues, it just seems like our calendar has been taken over by LGBTQ plus issues and the movement, the agenda of LGBTQ+, I'm calling them alphabet. October, right now, LGBTQ History Month. Today, October 21st, International Pronoun Day that encourages use of pronouns desired by those who are of a different sexual preference. Even ABC News is posting a 3-minute and 15-second clip, Peter, promoting this as being Pronoun Day.
Right. I mean, someday there will be an LGBTQ celebration for every day of the year. I mean, this really smacks to me of, protesting too much. When something is aberrant, when it's sinful, when it's against God's natural created order, it's almost like these activists have to keep affirming over and over again how it's right, how it's good. And by their very, over-celebration and their activism and all these artificial celebration days, they're basically telegraphing that they know deep down this is wrong.
Well, Peter, in keeping with this, ChristianNews.net's reporting that the NFL, the National Football League, is observing LGBT History Month, airing homosexual advocacy content on its NFL television network. They published an op-ed on its Pride website, even released a video PSA for National Coming Out Day in support of players who desire to come out. At the same time, it's reported Troy Vincent, executive vice president of football operations for the NFL, in an op-ed said that while identifying as a Christian, that he's committed to celebrating, supporting, and welcoming any player who comes out as homosexual. At the same time, we've got the NFL condemning homophobia. Peter, they, just like the basketball and baseball, are turned into political organizations here.
Right. The average Joe does not turn on the NFL to get a lecture about homophobia. I mean, this is insane, and our every institution in our country that was once, patriotic and celebrating good and innocent things like football has now been turned into a political weapon for the sexual left to celebrate homosexuality and now transgenderism and transsexuality. And it just never stops, Jim, and it's why so many Americans feel under siege, especially at election time.
Indeed. And, Peter, one other thing is that tomorrow, Thursday, we've got a couple votes that are coming up in the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold their vote. The committee vote has to happen before the full Senate can vote, and so this is the steps that happen. Tomorrow is the Senate Judiciary Committee vote of Amy Coney Barrett. And then Monday, the full Senate will be taking up the vote. She got in trouble during her nomination hearings for using the term sexual preference rather than the preferred sexual orientation term.
Right, Jim. And that, if anybody can, that's been around a long time like we have, Jim, they'll remember that sexual preference was actually once the politically correct term. In other words, they moved from saying somebody was practicing homosexuality or a homosexual, and then when the word gay came along, they were always looking for ways to make homosexuality more acceptable. Sexual preference was one of those. But now, because having a preference is you don't really say that for something when it's an egregious sin before God, when it's aberrant practice, when it's immoral. You don't just say, I have a preference for that. It would be like a man saying he has a preference for another man's wife. But that was the language that was chosen at that time. And isn't it instructive now, Jim, that even that is now anathema? Even that is no longer acceptable to the left because they like sexual orientation because mm-hmm. orientation makes it sound like you have no choice whatsoever over your sexual behavior and your sexual desires.
It's amazing, too. Okay, it was okay for Joe Biden to use the term sexual preference, but as soon as Amy Coney Barrett did, I mean, she had to be corrected. And now even the dictionary has changed their definition since the Barrett hearings as well.
Yes, so Merriam-Webster changed, put in there that sexual preference, use of that phrase, is offensive. And it's just shocking to watch the institutions, one after the other, always caving to the sexual left. And I think, I hope, that a reaction is coming because people are really, they've had it. They're disgusted with all this political correctness, especially the homosexual and the transgender stuff.
And as you know, Peter, it's entered into the religious arena. And just, again, one more item before we get to the election. But I believe it was today at the Rome Film Festival, you now have Pope Francis endorsing same-sex civil unions for the first time as pontiff. He was being interviewed for the feature-length documentary Francesco and has given his endorsement to same-sex civil unions.
Yes, this is a terribly, just an awful development, Jim. This is really going to have terrible effects worldwide because so many people, especially Catholics, look to the Pope for moral guidance and truth. And he's supposedly a representative of Jesus Christ, but this is absurd. Truth doesn't change. The Catholic teachings, the Roman Catholic teachings, for example, they say that homosexual behavior is intrinsically disordered, Jim. Very strong condemnations of homosexual behavior. All of a sudden, this man comes along and says that civil unions are, we need to support laws embracing civil unions. And, Jim, we both know civil unions is just a way station towards homosexual so-called marriage. This is an incredible sellout by the Pope, and I know many, many Catholic people, for example, at LifeSite News, which we both use as a very good source. I used to work there, who will be disgusted with what the Pope just did.
Yeah, and at the same time, Peter, we recognize that the Pope is not a representative of Jesus Christ because even the way of salvation, the way he acts, religiously speaking, is so contrary to what we find in Scripture itself.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. But the sad thing is that, you know, think about mainstream news stations, Christmas time, what do they usually show? Often they show the Pope mm-hmm. as the representative of Christianity.
Right,
I don't like that,
right.
But it's a reality. And then here we have the Pope just completely selling out biblical Christian moral values.
Peter LaBarbera with us today, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, let's turn to the election. And I gave some numbers here at the beginning of the program from the LGBTQ Victory Fund, boasting 574 openly LGBTQ candidates on the ballot this year, a 33% increase over 2018. Does this surprise you?
No, it's the strategy of the left, and especially the LGBT queer left. This is their game plan, Jim. Put as many people into office as they can because they know that's going to shift the whole moral debate and the debate over LGBTQ issues. Because unfortunately, already you see conservative legislators gun shy to take on this agenda. And when they have more people who can say, well, this is who I am, which I don't believe, it's who you are. Sexual sin does not define a person. gender confusion should not define a person, but it has a very intimidating effect in legislatures, and they know this is a way to pass this radical agenda across the country at the local, state, and federal level.
Yes, local, state, and federal is really key there, Peter, because you're going to find them on all levels of government. I mean, running for local seats, running for state to legislative bodies, running for Congress as well. So there's a lot going on, but we're going to focus on the presidency. Joe Biden has a massive plan on his website. It's called the Biden Plan to Advance LGBTQ plus Equality in America and Around the World. Peter, what is he promoting?
Well, it's like the Obama agenda, only even worse on steroids. If people can just think back to the Obama years, how everything, I think his, in his mind, his greatest achievement was homosexual and transgender agenda items, especially how he helped destroy the sanctity of marriage in the courts as between a man and a woman, which is, of course, how God created marriage for the procreation of children and family and future generations. And this plan, it's called the Biden Plan, as you said, Jim, is so incredibly radical at every level. He plans to, in his first 100 days, to push the Equality Act, which we're going to be talking about. But beyond that, that radical federal legislation, he's basically picking up where Obama left off, and he shows that he is the most radical pro-homosexual, pro-transgender candidate to ever run for president.
Well, Peter, as a matter of fact, we need to recall that Joe Biden endorsed so-called same-sex marriage even before Barack Obama did.
Yes, and he brags about that several times in this document, Jim.
Okay, so, yeah, he's put together the Biden plan. And, Peter, as you said, it's his goal. Matter of fact, I see from ChristianNews.net, Biden says that the enactment of the Homosexual Transgender Equality Act is top legislative priority if elected. What is this Equality Act?
Yeah, Jim, I think he says he's going to get that done in his first 100 days.
Yes, yes.
The Equality Act is essentially the most radical homosexual, bisexual, transgender legislation ever, because it would add, it would put into the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which is landmark civil rights legislation designed to right wrongs of our past on racial issues, Jim. It adds homosexuality and gender confusion, transgenderism, into that equation. It specifically overrides, if enacted as it's written in the law right now, Jim, it would specifically override the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was put to strengthen our religious liberty protections, which we already have under the First Amendment and under our Constitution, Jim, but our legislators thought they were threatened, so they created, they passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to further emphasize that we have protection of religion and press and freedom in our First Amendment. And this homosexual, bisexual, so-called Equality Act specifically would override that legislation and say that transgender and gay rights would supersede that RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, law.
Yes, okay, so folks, what we have as far as the free exercise of religion in the Constitution, those words are spelled out in the First Amendment, that would fall under these special rights given in the Equality Act, which we do not find listed in the U.S. Constitution. And, folks, it's amazing what is planned as far as the undermining of the free exercise of religion should this Equality Act be passed, which is promised as a top legislative agenda item in his first 100 days. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, during Creation Week, what kinds of fish were created?
Chris, the Bible says God created each of the animals after their kind. It says on day 5 of Creation Week that the fish were the first truly living creature that he created. This was the first use of the term living. On day 3, it created plants, but these are never in Scripture referred to as living in the sense that they had blood or the breath of life. Plants are biologically alive, of course, but not living in the sense of having consciousness. On day 5, however, the Bible says that the oceans were literally teeming with life. Each basic type of fish was created at that point. Since that time, a lot of varieties, say of the cod or the bass or the sharks, have arisen, but no new basic kinds. God created all things after their kind, back in Genesis.
For more information, visit our website at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarber is our guest today, founder and president of Americans for Truth. We're talking election 2020 and LGBTQ plus issues. Keep in mind that the Biden plan to advance LGBTQ plus equality in America and around the world, folks, 26 pages long. 26 pages long. And Peter, the Equality Act is just one portion of this. There is so much more that that he is seeking to accomplish. I mean, he wants to have a ban on what they call so-called conversion therapy. They want to restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood. They want to decriminalize HIV exposure and transmission laws, meaning if you knowingly expose somebody to HIV, they want to decriminalize that. They have protect LGBTQ plus dreamers.
Don't forget taxpayer-funded transgender, so-called gender reassignment surgeries. That will all be under Biden would be covered under our taxpayer-funded health care.
Folks, the full 26-page report, it's joebiden.com. You're going to find it there. Look under his LGBTQ plus policy, and you're going to find it there. But as he said on Meet the Press, May 6, 2012, who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love? And that's what people are finding out is what all marriages at their root are about. That's his basis, Peter.
Yeah, and Jim, could I share, I had never thought of this in connection with the homosexual agenda, but can I share this verse from 1 Corinthians 13?
Surely.
It says, you know, the famous love verse in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Now, let's think about that with the homosexual equation and what Joe Biden is saying. Love is love. Love, under God's plan and in God's word, does not rejoice at wrongdoing. And yet that's what the love is love equation of the LGBT crowd and the politicians that support him, like Joe Biden, who claims to be a Catholic, they're basically rejoicing at wrongdoing, and they're against the truth, which is against God's formula for love. True love.
Wow. Well, along with Joe Biden is Kamala Harris, and Peter, NBC News has put out August 12th this headline, Kamala Harris brings pro-LGBTQ record to the Biden ticket, and announced that when Joe Biden announced the historic selection of Senator Kamala Harris of California as his running mate, he added a candidate to the ticket with a pro-LGBTQ political record that goes back to 2004. And, Peter, this is a multiple-age page article, but this LGBTQ plus agenda is ingrained in her blood.
Right. We're talking a San Francisco leftist politician who refused to support. Remember when California voted to protect marriage between a man and a woman, as it truly is. She, as attorney general, vowed not to and refused to enforce that law, so she brought about the destruction of that, and there was never a vote to take that down. In other words, the people of California affirmed, even in that liberal state, affirmed that marriage was between a man and a woman, but the politicians, the liberal courts, took it down, and she was a main instrument in that, Jim, and then when it was overturned by a court, she immediately called homosexual activists and said, start doing the homosexual so-called marriage ceremonies. She celebrated that this will of the people had been destroyed there in California on marriage.
Friends, as you recall, previous statements from Joe Biden saying that the transgenderism is a civil rights issue of our time, and he even recorded a get-out-the-vote spot for transgenders. Here's what he had to say.
My name is Joe Biden, and the fact of the matter is that transgender people have every single solitary right that anyone else in America has. But you got to go out and fight for it. You got to go out and vote. Vote, vote, vote. Make your voices heard. That's how you get heard. Make your voices heard. And there's tens of thousands of transgender persons in this country. Vote. Whether you vote for me or anybody else, vote. Just make your voices heard. We've got to stand up. That's how we've gotten this far, because of your courage. Stand up and also vote. Vote.
Peter.
When I hear Joe Biden talk about this issue, I hear a radical, fanatical zealot. You know whose voices Joe Biden doesn't hear? He doesn't hear the voices of girls who don't want biological males in their locker room. He doesn't hear the voices of female athletes, including girls who want scholarships to colleges, who are forced, who are, you know, say a talented runner, Jim, who is forced to now compete against a biological male who's pretending, who thinks he's a girl, who's allowed to run in a race with biological females, and they're winning these races because boys are naturally, as males, are naturally stronger and faster than girls, and it's a travesty that they're allowed to compete against real girls. And Joe Biden, not only does he not hear the voices of girls who are suffering from the transgender agenda, but the media, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe the media throughout this entire presidential campaign, including going all the way back to the Democrat primary, has asked one question from that perspective on this transgenderism. The questions are always from a politically correct perspective, which reaffirms transgender activism, never from the perspective of females who are suffering at the hands of this transgender agenda.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today, and on this matter as well, Peter, it's reported that the San Francisco Bay Area drag performers are encouraging people to get out and vote this election. They're calling it Drag Out the Vote. And then also, let's hearken back to last Thursday in this transgender issue, Joe Biden was speaking to a mother with an 8-year-old transgender child, in which he implies that young children should be able to change gender if they want. Let's just listen to a portion of that exchange that happened this past Thursday.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It may make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. And what's happening is too many transgender women of color are being murdered. They're being murdered. I mean, I think it's up to now 17. Don't hold me to that number, but it's higher now.
Yeah.
And that's just this year. And so I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter or daughters, whichever, one or two.
One,
your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be and do. None. Zero.
Okay, so Peter, here he says, you know, if you're 8 or you're 10-year-old, I think I'd like to be transgendered. Sounds like sexual preference there. It would make my life easier. I mean, many found what he responded here just appalling.
Yes, what he's saying is he's picking up with the line that they used to use on homosexuality. Oh, no kid just wakes up and chooses to be gay. The fact is kids are confused. They are easily led. We find some kids, Jim, are choosing this transgender identity, this gender confusion, because they're watching, for example, shows on cable that glorify gender confusion. Drag Race, there's one called Drag Race, there's another one with Jazz Jennings, there's a show about a boy who thinks he's a girl. Kids are confused in this world. We don't look to 8-year-olds to decide what to do about moral and sexual and gender confusion, and yet that's what the vice president is doing here, Jim, and it's just shocking to see him almost like a robot bending to this agenda. But then there's larger implications, Jim. If what's happening now is parents are giving into the transgender agenda, and it's having long-term health effects on these children. And we've seen cases, Jim, we've talked about it in Illinois, you know, cases where even the radical surgeries, which we can't even describe, they're so awful,
right,
they're allowed to be done on underage children, and that's shocking.
It really is shocking. And, Peter, at the same time, we have to understand the realities of what's happening right now. Right now, there's the Drag Out the Vote campaign, getting drag performers in particular and drag artists to be sure that they are in vote. I'm looking at an editorial that was in The Hill, written by Alfonso David, who is the head of the Human Human Rights Campaign. He's the president of Human Rights Campaign, and he puts forth in his column here, LGBTQ voters must show up at the polls or risk losing progress. There is a very concerted effort to have those that are involved in sexual perversion being sure that they are out at the polls.
Absolutely. They vote. They vote at very high levels because the activists are very savvy politically. And if this isn't a motivator for Christians to vote, then nothing will be. Then you might as well just say you're dead to the world, because the left is pushing their agenda and they're doing everything they can to get out the vote. Of course, Jim, also they have the aid of corporations who are pushing. They're working on the youth vote, and we need every single Christian, not just to vote themselves, but to get everybody they know, their whole network of families, friends, coworkers, and make sure that they're voting as well.
You're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America, and though we have seen this concerted effort from the Biden campaign, Peter, it's also just going to point out that in some aspects, the Trump campaign has been putting some speakers out to Trump Pride events as well.
Yeah, the saddest part, I think, is that Donald Trump has done is he hasn't really taken the issue of homosexuality seriously. However, I think whatever Trump has done, and I don't approve of doing campaign events centered around sexual immorality, it is compared to what this 26-page Biden agenda, it's like nothing compared to that, Jim. And the homosexual activism generally flows through the Democratic side of the issue, and Trump, I believe he's made a mistake in doing anything at all that panders to this agenda. We've seen some embassies trying to fly or even hang the LGBTQ activist so-called rainbow flag, Jim, at embassies.
But that was defiance. That was in defiance of President Trump. We're saying you couldn't fly it, so instead they said, "Well, we'll hang it then instead."
Absolutely. So we've seen some deep state subversion of Trump. We have seen some things of Trump, for example, promoting homosexuality abroad through Rick Grenell, who's a homosexual, was his homosexual ambassador to Germany. But as I said, compared to what Biden has in store, which would reenact all those oppressive policies, remember the Title VII, Jim, the transgender policy in schools, Biden has promised, Trump got rid of that, which was transgender activism in schools, forcing schools to let so-called transgender boys into the girls' restroom and girls' sports. Trump got rid of that. Biden has promised to immediately resurrect that if he becomes president.
And so, therefore, under a Biden presidency, we're going to see that the guidance that was given to schools by the Obama administration would resurrect almost immediately.
He has promised that right away, Jim. And he's of course, as we said, the Equality Act, which it's almost hard to overstate the dangers of the Equality Act, Jim. I called it the Criminalized Christianity Act before. He's promised that within the first 100 days. In other words, he sees that as one of his top priorities. With all that's going on in the world, he wants to enact this oppressive homosexual transgender legislation at the federal level, which would be a gay lawyer's and a transgender lawyer's dream. He sees that as his top priority.
We're going to take a quick break, and let's also open our phone lines. If you'd like to interact with us today, your questions, brief comments, 800-733-9829. Peter LaBarber is our guest, AmericansForTruth.com. Back in 1 minute. Again, our number, 800-733-9829.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
We've talked a lot about what's happening in the political scene, but we got the corporate world that continues to get involved as well. Are you a fan of Oreo cookies? Well, did you know Oreo has partnered now with an LGBT organization to release a limited edition rainbow cookie? A rainbow cookie. The rainbow Oreo cookies, not available in stores, but can be obtained by sharing a photo on Twitter or Instagram demonstrating allyship to the homosexual movement. Peter, just another instance of corporate America seeking to get into the act here as far as being politically acceptable.
Yes, Jim, and the corporations are just shameless now. They keep going. And, Jim, could I say one more thing about the Biden agenda, which I think you alluded to, but I'm looking for the actual quote in his thing, in his Biden plan. Remember when he said, and I'm looking for it and I can't find it, Jim, but he said that the transgender issue is the civil rights issue of our age.
Yes. Wow.
So when the average normal person, and I think hopefully the average Christian, sees an 8-year-old, a mother talking proudly about her 8-year-old son, who his son wants to be a girl, right? Her boy, but he thinks she's a girl. He's a girl. We see that, and we see dysfunction. We see trouble. Our heart is troubled, and we fear for that child. Biden sees that 8-year-old gender confused child, and sees civil rights. He wants to help that child and have the government pay for a gender operation. We don't even know what's in store for that boy. That's how Biden, because he has sold out his faith. He doesn't even follow his Catholic faith. But beyond that, he has just become fanatical about this issue. And he's supporting an agenda which directly victimizes children.
Let's begin in Phoenix, Arizona. Manny, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Two verses that I always quote when I talk about these days, always Romans 1:25-30, mm-hmm. and then 2 Timothy 3. Those are the days we live in.
Yeah.
Immorally on Romans, and then societal on 2 Timothy 3.
Right. Right. It's a commentary on what the last days perilous times will come. Thank you so much, Manny. And Peter, we see this in Romans chapter 1, how God gives them over, and we see that happening in our society right now. We also have to go to certainly Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, where he said, such were some of you, and to point out that there is forgiveness that's found in Jesus Christ, and change is possible.
Right, Jim, but let's also remember that in this war on ex-gays, which the left, including Biden and Kamala Harris, are part of, because they want federal legislation barring so-called gender conversion therapy, they are going to go after the church as well, because the left is now saying that, for example, even if you don't use therapy, you're just a born-again Christian like Charlene Copthorne, who once was a lesbian, who left that lifestyle through Jesus Christ. They're going to say that is conversion therapy, and they're going to take action. You know they're targeting Christian counselors and such, and so these people become victims of this agenda.
Marcy is calling from Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Marcy. You're on the air.
Hi. If we go back to several years ago, I think we can look at the giving up of our children to public indoctrination system, which supposedly is schooling. But how many years have our children been exposed to Heather has two mommies and Danny has two daddies? That's a part of the curriculum that's been going on for at least 30-some years, and now we're throwing in the transgenderism, too. So we can see the deterioration of all morals in America. And where is the church? Where has the church been standing out, speaking out against this? They've been silent. So I think we can look at the church as being a good part of the problem. Disagree or agree?
Peter?
I totally agree. And note the incrementalism. They're never satisfied. And you, and the caller is right and smart, because I think Heather Has Two Mommies is that book which extols lesbianism to very young children. It's a picture book. I believe that's about 30 years old. And yes, it keeps coming, and the church didn't react strong enough to when we first started seeing the propaganda set on homosexuality. Now we see you reap what you sow, because all that activism, all it's done now is transferred to gender confusion. And the next thing, Jim, of course, is going to be polyamory, which is basically three-way relationships, et cetera. It always keeps getting, it goes worse and worse.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
Let's go to South Dakota. Carmen from Sioux Falls, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to point out that there have been studies done on mice. When they are vaccinated with multiple vaccines, it actually changes their behavior, so they start to display homosexual tendencies. So I'm concerned that it's actually changing the child's chemistry when they're even 5 years old, because we're giving them so many vaccinations at once. And I think it's something that's very little known in the public.
Okay. Peter, any thoughts on that issue?
I really can't comment, because I haven't heard that, but it's shocking, and I'd like to learn more.
Hmm. If you have any documentation on that, please send it to Peter, and you can email right through his website, AmericansForTruth.org or .com. You'll get through there. Let's go to Bobby in Davenport, Tennessee. You're on the air, Bobby.
Yes, I was trying to, you know, I listened to y'all talk about transgender, and I don't know about that. If the world's going to end up with Biden and Kamala Harris, we're going to be in the worst mess we've ever seen in our entire life. And if people want to vote for them, and they want to end up paying high taxes and high gas prices, let them go ahead and vote for them, because they'll destroy the country like Obama never done nothing when he was in office. And I can't believe our country would fall for that kind of disgusting thing that they're doing. And Biden, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Bobby. And but this agenda, and especially transgenderism, that is really the pinnacle of the civil rights issues of our time, according to Joe Biden.
Yes, he said it, and which is an insult to every Black American in this country. And they are ripping off that civil rights agenda, Jim, which was a noble agenda. There were racial sins in our past, and it's noble what the civil rights movement did. But now to take it and apply it to gender confused, to sex confused men who believe they're women, and they want to use a women's restroom. So the private spaces of real women and girls are endangered because of this agenda.
Let's see. Our next call is from Port Wayne, Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, if anybody is looking for a reason why the Pope foot drags on the sexual abuse issue, while 86% is adult male on pre- and post-pubescent boys, it is being dismissed as not that important, according to the Pope. And if he were to dismiss all those involved, it would be all the cardinals and all the bishops in the church who were complicit in this horrible sexual abuse, and the reason why I left the Catholic Church.
Hmm. Thank you, Tom, for your thoughts on that issue. And it is amazing to see the statements that he has come out with. And we know he held some of these views prior to becoming Pope, but we understand, Peter, that this is the first time since being Pope that he has issued such a declaration.
Yeah, and Jim, I think it's an important point the caller makes. I think you can also apply it to the Boy Scouts. Unfortunately, there is a long, long history of homosexual men engaging in predations upon teenage and even preteen boys. You know, Jim, in the Boy Scouts, this is coming up. There's a date coming up, I believe, in a shortly after the election for the lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
There is a class action lawsuit against the Boy Scouts because there was child molestation there. And the caller is right. The Roman Catholic Church, very sadly, never dealt with the homosexual problem in their midst. And now it's all coming home because they never dealt with it, and it's still there. You have under the surface homosexuality, which is out of control, including bishops, et cetera, in the church, and it has really practically destroyed that church.
Well, Peter, at the same time, the Boy Scouts, since they've made all these changes, they have now filed for, what, Chapter 11 bankruptcy? And yeah. I saw warnings going out now to churches that actually held Boy Scout troops. You better talk to legal counsel to see what if any, culpability you may have with all of the sex abuse claims that are coming through the Boy Scouts.
Right. And, Jim, what did the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church have in common? They both tried to hide the problem and cover it up.
Gene is calling from Michigan. Gene, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I got a question for Pete. On our street, there's a sign that says Q plus for President of the United States. Now, is that a LGBT agenda?
Well, I've seen LGBTQ. The Q stands for queer and questioning, by the way.
Okay.
And the plus is now, as I alluded to earlier, as Jim knows, the acronym just keeps growing and growing, and the latest one is polyamory, which is essentially no, and pansexuality, which are no limits. In other words, there is going to come a day when you will see, say, two men and a woman who will say, we want our polyamorous, quote-unquote, marriage recognized by the state, and if you've already gone down the road of, quote, love is love, how are they going to stop that? This agenda just keeps growing and growing, and the chaos keeps spreading.
Okay.
Thank you. And the Q plus signs, by the way, are part of this QAnon, and I know that they are putting out these Q plus signs. That's a whole other issue.
Oh, I didn't
here.
Know that, Jim. I thought it was the Q plus from the gay activists saying LGBTQ plus, like more letters. They just can't list them all.
Yeah, and that's so often what we're having with these is the letters keep. That's why many have just referred to them as the alphabet. Let's go next to Gary in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air, Gary.
Yeah, say I agreed with the previous caller on the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church, but the reprobate mind is well underway when you hear people like Biden speak the way he is, that evidently they have civil rights, but the rest of us don't. Just try going to church in California. You know, this hypocrisy is what is a poison for the Democrats, and I'm going to be there. I'll be voting early. I'll be voting for Trump and the Republican candidates. Here in Arizona, we have a Proposition 208, which was to increase funding for schools and all that. I voted it down. If those of you who are living in Arizona with Proposition 208 comes up, vote it down. And the reprobate mind is what's killing us right now. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Any comment, Peter?
Yeah, I have one comment, Jim, which is one of the things in the Biden plan is, and he talks about it, everybody deserves dignity and respect. But isn't it odd how the only people who don't get dignity and respect are people who want to stay with God's traditional morality as it's laid out in the Bible? People like ex-gays who, through Jesus Christ, have left homosexuality or transgenderism behind. Biden doesn't give them respect. Kamala Harris doesn't respect them. In fact, they try to enact legislation against them. So it's always a one-way street. It's very self-righteous, and I think the caller's right. A lot of it is just it's reprobate mind in action, and we're seeing it spread across the country and the world.
West Dallas, Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
So I just wanted to make two comments. And one of them was, if people go back and look at when Obama ran this country, that the jobs they all promised everyone would have eventually left because they sold those jobs to China and Mexico and then decided that they were going to make the rich pay their fair share. And all those companies left this country in droves, and Donald Trump brought them all back. And now the cycle will repeat itself again if Biden becomes president. I believe that's what will happen. They're going to tell us all that they got all these jobs. You know, our unions were telling us there were all these jobs for union guys when there was actually limited amount of jobs for each trade, an electrician, a pipe fitter, and on it went. It was only like 50 for each trade. Then after they ran out of money or the program and they couldn't get any more funding, all of us guys were left without our jobs. People need to remember that's how that went when Obama was president.
Bill, thank you so much. We're up against a break. We've got to run here. Thank you for your call. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. We hear a lot of talk today by the media and other folks shaming Christians that actually understand what's going on. One of the things we hear a lot is, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, one of the things we talk about when we are accused of such is that there are a group of people that are plotting to control how we think, what we see, how we vote, and the destruction of national sovereignty. We sometimes refer to them as a shadow government or the deep state. The more accurate term might be the power elite. In fact, there was a book written many years ago by a political sociologist by the name of C. Wright Williams. It was called The Power Elite. Well, before you think this is all conspiracy theory, in December of 2018, the Washington Post had an entire article entitled, Why the Power Elite Continues to Dominate American Politics. They affirmed the deep state, i.e., the power elite.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today. He is president, founder of Americans for Truth. We're talking election 2020 and LGBTQ plus issues. And Peter, just before we pick up our next call here, there's a reminder that it's not only the views of the president, but keep in mind that that president, whoever it's going to be, is going to put into office every one of the cabinet member officials. So who is going to be the Secretary of Education? Oh, the policy is going down to the schools. Who's going to be Secretary of Defense? Who is going to be Homeland Security? And we think even about the U.S. Attorney General, for instance, right now, we have Secretary Pompeo, who's coming under fire. Because what did he do? He spoke to one of the Family Research Council affiliate groups in Florida, and because they back so-called gay conversion therapy, they're coming, internal aides within the State Department, coming against the secretary of the Secretary of State in that regard. So this president is going to appoint all of these different levels in the cabinet and then filtering underneath them as well.
Right. Morton Blackwell used to say personnel is policy. And remember when Obama came into power, there was a list of openly LGBTQ officials, hundreds of them, I believe. I can't remember how many, Jim. And they were all and they had a list of those that were put into the administration. We're going to see that again with Biden on steroids. And Jim, if I could just quickly mention Kamala Harris, she hired, I can't remember, recall her name, but she has hired her chief of staff as an open lesbian. And this lesbian activist for Kamala Harris was once ran the so-called Reproductive Freedom Project, basically the abortion project for the ACLU. So we're talking hardcore leftist activists on the sexual left and also all pro-abortion on demand. Going to be in powerful positions throughout the Biden administration, if there is one.
Is that the Karen or Karine Jean-Pierre?
Karine, yes.
Okay, Pierre, okay. Thank you. Let's go to Keith next in Napier, Nebraska. You're on the air, Keith.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I have a comment on Pope Francis's stance on civil union marriages. To me, that just cements my opinion and makes it stronger that I really think that he's going to be the false prophet of Revelation 13. We really got to warn the Catholics not to follow the Vatican because they're really off track. I really do believe that he's going to have to watch him for being the false prophet.
Mm. Thank you, Keith, for raising that. I remember seeing a bumper sticker some years ago. It said this, I follow the Pope. If he doesn't know the way, nobody does. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you to go to Scripture. Have Scripture be your final authority. Scripture does not change. Certainly we have seen the Pope change and change even in taking adverse positions than what Scripture teaches itself. Let's see, go to Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. There's no hope in the Pope, the Bible says. 1 Timothy 2:5 puts the Pope down where he should be. My comment was, instead of this LGBTQ, et cetera, we should just call them perverts. We shouldn't give them the right to be this other whatever. And the Bible says in Exodus, that God will not justify the wicked. And the word pervert occurs 21 times in the King James Bible. And I just want these people to know what they're doing is perverted.
Okay, thank you, Don. Peter, what we see here, and the point Don's making, is that this is a perversion from that which is the true, genuine standard that God had set up.
Right, and yet they're saying sexual preference is too harsh. sexual preference is actually one of those distortions that, and it's the wordsmiths, the genius, the evil genius of the gay movement has been, look at that word gay, Jim. It's been to adopt language which drives policy, and it's all meant to basically cover up a sin and not have it be a sin, not have it be perversion, and have it be something that's just, as they always say, who you are. And now we have a man who could become president of the United States saying that an 8-year-old boy who thinks he's a girl, that's who he is, and that's preposterous.
We have Bob calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim and Peter. I would like to say it's also, let's not forget that Jehovah's Witnesses, or their corporate name, the Watchtower, they have 30,000 pedophiles registered and will not give them to the authorities because they believe in a two-witness law. And this Candace Conti, a young girl that was a Jehovah's Witness girl, she was repeatedly sexually assaulted and over her teenage years, and then finally through a psychologist when she became adult, the psychologist referred her to the police, and she won a $14 million suit against the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Watchtower, against her sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So let's not forget this about the Watchtower.
Thank you, Bob.
And them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And, again, what we're seeing are those that completely go afoul of what Scripture teaches. And that's just another illustration that comes through the teachings of the Jehovah's Witnesses, which do not line up with the teachings of Scripture. One last phone call here. This is Bridgeport, West Virginia. Al, you're on the air.
Jim, I appreciate you taking my call, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate your guest getting on there and just trying to enlighten everybody and, you know, just try to tell them what the real deal is. And it's just, it's all about globalism, and it's just everybody, you know, they want everybody under their thumb. And, you know, listen, God's in control. Just don't worry. He's got a plan. It's going to be a good plan, and we know that.
Great.
And I just hope, I just wish Courtney would be able to call.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate your call here today. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, God is in control. And, Peter, that's certainly what gives us the peace in such times as which we live, but also the importance of us calling out to God as well as we pray for the upcoming election, as we pray for the matters that are before us.
Yeah, Jim, and you know what? I was just thinking when I talked about LGBTQ+, another one is pederasty, which is and pedophilia. We see in California now trying to decriminalize almost. Not putting on the sex offenderly list. I mean, you can challenge it if a man had less than 10 years older than a boy, even a teenage boy, that he would a sexual molestation incident, that would not be on the sex offender list if it was contested. That's evil. We're talking about an evil agenda. And isn't it interesting how the sexual evil in the form of the LGBTQ agenda is melded with and partners with the abortion on demand agenda. The two evils of sexual sin and abortion join forces, and they're found right now strongest in the Democratic Party.
Peter, for those who'd like to be in contact with you or your organization, how can they do so?
Yeah, Jim, just go to AmericansForTruth.com. Sign up for our newsletter, Americans for Truth. That's FOR.com.
Peter, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
And folks, thanks so much for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.